Hello, I'm Prudence. Have you
Hi,
met before?
Prudence. Yes, many times.
So, can we cut to the chase and you tell me what you've been doing?
Well, I've been working all day, Prudence, and the rest of the day kind of sitting around. So I've done a whole lot of bits and pieces of things that I had to do. I've signed off all the appraisal forms. I've answered 100 emails. I've spoken to people on the phone. I've made a list for Sunday so that when I come back into work on Sunday, I will have a list which tells me what I still have to do. And I've skim read a whole lot of things. I've looked at my diary and tried to work out how I can stay alive next week. Doesn't look very easy, but I'm just going to have to try.
All that sort of thing is very, very necessary.
Well, I suppose so. But you see, Prudence, at this time, you know, you don't really want to be sensible because you just want to go off and clear out of work and sobbed a lot of them and go off and do some shopping. And anybody who's been listening to me for the last day on this damned artificial machine would know that I just want to go shopping, Prudence. But every time I try to go shopping, I've got to do something else. Precious little at the minute. Why is there any point doing anything else?
You've been a very constructive person.
Oh, thank you. I've been constructive for at least 5 months now since I had my last holiday. So I feel like being unconstructive, or whatever the opposite of constructive is.
The world needs constructive
people. It gets very fed up having them constructive all the time. Does nobody ever have any sense of humour and madness now and again?
You're very rude about my maddest friend.
Your maddest friend?
My poor friend Spike. You are rude about him all the time.
Oh, no, but he's just he's just unpleasant. He's not really mad. I mean mad in a good sense. I like kind of mad, happy people.
My impression is that when you have mad, happy people in your faculty, you move them out.
Oh, no. I have a mad, happy son, occasionally, when he's not in deep depression. I don't have any mad, don't think I have any mad, happy staff that I work with. Not mad and happy. Mad and mad, but not mad and happy. They don't come together.
Well, that's a very reasonable analysis. Now, can you tell me, please, what you plan to do for the next 2 days?
Oh, well... today's Friday, so Friday afternoon's good because Friday evening is the one evening that I can feel I don't need to do anything. And then on Saturday's going to be a bit different this weekend because of all the Christmas shopping and Christmas things that you have to deal with and organise and all that sort of stuff. But I'm going to get up tomorrow morning and go out cycling, and then I'll go downtown and do the shopping. But I'm going to have to make a list before I do that because there are too many things to do. And I'm going to scan some old photographs and make them into an album for my daughter because she got married recently. And I've got her wedding photograph and I'm going to put together her wedding photograph, my wedding photograph, my mother's wedding photograph and her mother's wedding photograph so that we have 4 weddings.
I love matrilineality.
It's good, isn't it? Very important. Very important that she knows all that. So I'm going to put them all together in an album or a picture or some kind of form. I don't really know what kind of form I'm going to put them into. But I'll see that when I scan them all and look at them.
Are you going to airbrush out the men?
No. That wouldn't really do, would it? In most cases, apart from my daughter, of course, they're the better looking ones in the wedding photographs.
Well, you can't deny that, but never mind.
So that's what I'm going to do. Well, I haven't got to Sunday. I might go and see my cousin on Sunday. But she lives about 60 miles from here. So it's a kind of pre-Christmas visit and it's a long old round trip and drive. But I think I ought to do it, Prudence. You know, it's one of those things that you feel you ought to do.
Is your cousin as sensible as you?
More sensible, actually. Far more sensible than me.
Oh, I would like her.
Yeah, she's really, really sensible. She's good old-fashioned country stock, and she has everything organized. Although she's in her 80s now, she's still on top of everything, and it's all kind of just very straightforward. Life is straightforward, and kind of that's what life's all about. You just get on with it. Well, sometimes, but I like a bit of the mad person as well.
Would you like to speak to one of my mad friends?
Well, Obadiah, I suppose. I haven't spoken to him yet. He must be feeling, maybe even Obadiah is getting a bit bright for Christmas this weather.
Well, I will ask.